Jonathan Allen touched our hearts, singing his way into the semifinals on America's Got Talent. He's here to talk about his music and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Tell us about how America's Got Talent changed your life.
Well, you know, before the show, I was, you know, living in a hotel, working in a restaurant, just trying to make ends meet financially, and now I'm pursuing my dream, living in L.A., and just living life to the fullest. It's been a journey, that's for sure. Definitely, America's Got Talent has changed my life for the better.
Tell us about your debut at Rockwell Table and Stage in L.A. on December 18th.
Well, I'm super excited about it in Los Feliz, and some of the music that I'll be singing are going to be some of my personal favorites, like Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. And if you're a Les Mis fan, I will be doing a selection from Les Mis, Bring Him Home. And, of course, some holiday favorites like O Holy Night, Silent Night, and all those great Christmas songs. So it's going to be a really fun show, and it's a very intimate setting at Rockwell.
Where would you like to take your music?
Well, I want as many people to hear it as possible. You know, I want to take it to audiences around the world, and I want my music to impact any person that it comes in contact with, and that's my ultimate dream.
Is there any specific genre that you want to focus on?
I really want to focus more on the classical pop crossover side at this point. I would really like to see myself kind of merging classical music with dance music, so that's something I'm kind of working on right now.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I wouldn't say that my personal commitment isn't so much to LGBT rights as much as everyone, you know, because I just want everyone to be equal and everyone to, you know, feel like they have a purpose in life.
Have you been involved with any organizations?
Well, I'll actually be working with the Trevor Project soon, and also I'm launching an organization called the Personal Stories Project, which I'm really excited about. It's the power of sharing stories and how that impacts people's lives, and you know, how that kind of gives people hope, you know, hearing other people's stories and what they're going through. I think it's going to be a great organization, so I'm really excited.
What is your reaction to the advancement of LGBT equality in America in this past year?
Well, you know, we kind of live in a country where the advancement of LGBT equality has kind of evolved over time. This past year, I'm actually really excited. It seems like it's definitely moving forward and, you know, baby steps. I really hope we can become a country where equality is what we're known for. And I really think we can become that. So, yeah.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, I would say, you know, be yourself and love yourself for exactly who you are and who you're supposed to be, because there's so many LGBT teens that are faced with the option of suicide, and I was growing up. You know, what I went through, my parents were sending me to counseling and psychologists, you know, just to try to fix who I am. And during that time, I would say that I would much rather take my own life than go through that. So, you know, a lot of people don't have a way out. And, you know, I didn't know if I did, but, you know, there's a great national organization helping those questioning youth across the nation with crisis intervention and suicide prevention. That's the Trevor Project. I believe that's a great organization, and I really look forward to working with them in the future.
When you were going through the hard times after your parents threw you out, you know, of your home, did you go to any organizations?
I didn't. I always looked into it. I was the kind of kid that, you know, tried to want to do everything on his own. And, you know, looking back on it, I wish I would have, you know, reached out to one of these organizations. It would have made my life a lot easier. You know, I wouldn't have to deal with the thoughts of whether I would want to be here or be dealing with what was going on in my life. And, you know, these organizations that are out here now, it's just, great, and I would definitely take part in those.
How can people get information about where you'll be performing?
Well, at my website, jonathanallenmusic.com. It's probably the best place to find it, jonathanallenmusic.com. You can buy tickets there and see what's going on with me. You can find my latest news as well.
What projects are you working on?
Well, I will be in the studio soon, which I'm really excited about. I'm going to be recording some of my favorites. I'm working on that, and of course, the launch of the Personal Stories Project, and hopefully we're going to launch that in a few months, probably the third week of January.
What kind of music are you going to have on your new CD?
With my CD that I'll be releasing hopefully soon, I will have some of my favorites on there, as well as some ideas of where I want to infuse dance music with classical music, and hopefully get that out there and see everyone's reaction. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
A great Dr. Seuss quote, actually, that I live by. So it's, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. It means be yourself, and, you know, there's going to be haters, and they don't matter because they're hating on you. You're the only one that matters, so be yourself. That's the most important thing.